I'm really just very pleased to introduce the next storyteller. He's a Baltimore native, a freelance writer, a documentary DV movie maker, a frustrated musician, and I need to just add this personally. He's a really nice guy. He's a wonderful husband and a great father. You know, from an outsider's perspective, I'm not his wife, so it might be really bad, but he seems to be great. So please give a welcome hand to Charles Cohen.
Wow, I don't know if I can live up to that, man. So how's it going? I'm gonna do my own sound effects, okay? For the 5 minute sound effects, I'm gonna do this. And then for the 7 minute thing, I'm gonna go. Something like that, you know, the F-16. Well, my thing is about being a musician. I'm not a musician, you know? I'm not a musician at all. I'm a writer, like you were saying. But everybody, I think this should be like a Writers Anonymous for people, because there's probably like maybe like a third of them want to be a musician, another third wants to be a screenwriter, and another one wants to be a novelist. See, I'm a reporter, but I wish I was a novelist or something. But I have a novel sitting at home. I have a screenplay sitting at home, and I got a bunch of musical instruments sitting at home, so I want to be all of that. But really, I always wanted to be a musician because, like, you know, even since I was a kid, you know, that's what really got me going. I'm like sort of hyper, and that was sort of my universe, you know, like the rock and music, you know, Rolling Stones, stuff like that. That was just where I could, like, exist at, you know, and I used to play the tennis racket really well, and then I got into the drumsticks, you know, drumsticks. I took drum lessons in elementary school, and I was doing pretty good, you know, until I started forgetting my drumstick, and the teacher said, don't come back here without a drumstick, and I never did, so I showed him. But I still had all this kind of angst, and I took a couple guitar lessons, you know, and then I got involved with girls. You usually need guitars to get the girls, but I was sort of, you know, I wasn't having too much of a problem, but I'd get distracted, you know, so I just wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't go to guitar lessons, so that kind of didn't go anywhere, but I still really loved music. I would go to all the shows, punk music. I didn't even know what punk was. I just would go. I would go see anything, you know, just blues, just as much as I could see. But, I looked like I was going to be doomed to be a record collector or something, you know, which is nothing wrong with that. I am a record collector, but, you know, those guys are really frustrated, you know, most of them, you know. So, but what happened was when I was in college, for some reason, I discovered harmonica. My dad used to play harmonica to me. He used to play Turkey in the Straw, and he used to play Jingle Bells. Yeah, Jingle Bells. And it was a cool thing, you know, around the dinner table, we'd play that. And I used to play, when I was a little kid, I had mashed potatoes in my mouth, and I would stuff all the harmonicas. But I picked one of these up. And I took it back to school, and I washed it out a little bit, and I played to Midnight Rambler, you know, Rolling Stones and stuff. I just saw them, and so I, you know, I can relate to them now. And so, you know, I played all this harmonica stuff, and I sounded all right. You know, I just sounded, you know, I would play, and then I'd say, hey, this is pretty cool. I started playing at parties, and the police would show up. So it was a pretty good party when the cops would show up. And I started playing all these bands, and then I was like, you know, I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to try to take it to open mic night. Now, I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have a harmonica player in your family, but open mic night is brutal, okay? You go there, especially blues open mic night. You go there, and it's like, you know, all the harmonica players are sitting in one spot, and they all feel like really Napoleon-esque and like insignificant, because the guitar players have these huge amps, and they roll them in on dollies and stuff like that, and they just crank them up to 11. They really do crank them up to 11. That's not a joke. They crank it up, and you're just sort of playing, and you sort of kind of... Here it is. So you try to like go like this. You know, and then they just blow you away. Just, that's it. You get one little thing. And it just was a disaster. It wasn't working out. It usually around, I get my turn around like last call. The lights would be coming up and the cigarette smoked. And it's like, dude, go. You know, ace, key A. You know, I couldn't take it. So I decided to bum rush a lot of the bands who were playing in town. I would like show up at these bands and just say, hey man, can I play harmonica? Can I play harmonica? And they'd say, okay, you know, or sometimes no, you know. So I'll get up there and I'd play harmonica. And sometimes it was a disaster. I would play like with like blues bands or oompa bands at Lucky's, you know, Canton Liquor House. I used to play down there. I played one time I was seen in Fells Point playing not a harmonica, I was playing this. I was just doing nothing. That's what my friend was saying that. So you know, that was that didn't deter me though. I was still like into playing, but I realized, you know, I still couldn't get anything going, and I wanted to play with like musicians. I wanted to play with some friends, you know, play, exchange ideas, licks, and all that. So I figured I better get back into guitar. So I started playing guitar again. I took a lot of lessons, all these lessons. I mean, I put so many musicians through like not to school. They didn't go to school, but I put them through like lunch, or the guy bought them. So, you know, we would, I have a lot of good friends who are musicians and stuff. So, you know, I just thought I was going somewhere. You know, I was learning all these tunes one at a time. I had a repertoire, and I did some open mic, a little embarrassing, but it was okay. But then I went to blues camp. You know, blues camp was like a disaster, okay? It was in Augusta, West Virginia. We started out, you know what a rook is in like a chess piece, a rook, you know? Well, they had a real rook there, and inside was three tiers of like floors, and everybody was playing at the same time in a rook. The sound was bouncing around, harmonica players, and it was like 150 people playing different songs. It really was like a Tower of Babel. And it went bad from there, because like I took a lot of good lessons and learned some stuff, but I couldn't remember anything, and I wanted to play harmonica or didn't want to play the guitar. I don't know. I'm late for class. You know, I was like, it was a disaster. So I came home. I was like, man, I can't pick this stuff up. I'm just going to give it up. But the fact is, I couldn't give it up because I really love music. And even now, like I write, I still listen to music and stuff like that. And that's my cue, because I'm going to be right back. So this guitar my wife got for me in West Virginia, so, nervous here. Especially, did I tell you I can't sing? Try it again. Some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me a gangster love. Some people call me Maurice. Woo! Because I speak the prophets of love. Fucking this up, man. When's that thunder?
You got 15 seconds.
You're the cutest thing I ever seen. I really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Say, love it, love it, love it. So you can tell, cause I'm a joker. I'm a midnight toker. I'm playing my music in the sun.
Into the record scratch,
that's it.